You've always had what it takes to make it happen, and we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3578. Pathogen is the title of the next installment in the High Republic serialized story for Star Wars Insider Magazine. We're going to talk about what happens in it today. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, Pathogen is the title of the next installment in the serialized story taking place during Phase 3 of the High Republic Mega Ginormous Storytelling Initiative. It is being serialized in Star Wars Insider Magazine. Issue number 225 is in subscriber mailboxes now. We'll be heading to newsstands very soon. This is a full spoiler podcast where we're going to talk about what happens in this installment. The timing of it is actually pretty well done in the sense that in March, the novel Defy the Storm came out from High Republic Phase 3, Wave 1. And that's where you start, there was something about it in Path of Vengeance 2 back in Phase 2. But this is where you really get to know the idea of this blight that is happening, where basically it's almost like the Nameless without the Nameless, where it's just kind of turning people into, you know, dusty, calcified husks. And in the last installment of Lydia Kang's serialized story, the heroes, Joss and Pico Adrin, are able to pick up a transmission from a prisoner ship along with the two Republic Defense Corps people that they managed to rescue in the middle of an asteroid field on the wrong side of the occlusion zone. Anyway, like, they, you know, have to do something to be able to get out of the occlusion zone. They don't necessarily know what. This prison ship might have a working path drive that can take them out of the occlusion zone, but what they're hearing sounds pretty horrific. It sounds like someone or something is attacking people on the ship, and yeah, you know, maybe there's only one survivor left at this point. So our four good guys vote as to whether they should try to see what's going on with this prison ship and possibly use the path drive to get out of there, but the vote goes 3-1, and Joss Adrin is the lone no vote because he knows that Pika is pregnant, doesn't want to put her in the middle of something that they don't understand and can't control. I guess you can kind of get the idea, but somehow in the midst of everything, Pika slips and one of the RDC folks realizes that she's pregnant and suggests that she stays on the ship and, you know, lets everybody else go onto this prison barge to investigate what's going on. So they do, and they see all of these weirdly decaying bodies and they don't know what's going on, but thankfully the corporal had thought to get everybody into medical suits, basically, like with respirators and whatnot. Hazmat suits, right? Yeah. So anyway, and there's actually a great funny scene that happens when the corporal, who's basically the ranking science officer, gives one of these hazmat suits to the protocol droid that's there. And the protocol droid's like, I don't wear clothing. And they're saying, well, we don't know if whatever is happening there is only affecting living matter or if it affects inorganic matter too. And the droid's like, no, I'm not doing this. And the corporal says, fine, I'll take your legs off and stick you in a backpack. And the droid says, and on they go, and the hazmat suit on. And of course, you are automatically drawn to thinking of C-3PO in Chewbacca's backpack with that. But yeah, that was definitely very funny. So they get on the ship, and everybody's dead except they find the one life form that's still alive. And lo and behold, all right, so now we're really in spoiler territory, and this is how the story ends. It's Gail Tarpfen, who had been the head of security on Starlight Beacon. And at the end of phase one storytelling of the, you know, Star Wars Insider Magazine stories, Gail seemed like she was about to be killed in what was happening with the Nile. She was able to send out a broadcast saying that a couple of senators had been compromised by the Nile and that there might be more. And the assumption was that Gail was going to be killed by the end of that story. But of course, you know, it never happened within the story, which then naturally you think to yourself, well, if we didn't see it happen, then it didn't happen. And then in some cases, like with Darth Maul, we saw it happen and came back anyway. Or Asajj Ventress, for that matter. Anyway, so Gail Tarpfen apparently is on this Nile prison ship, seems to be the lone survivor for some unknown reason, and that is how the story ends, how this installment of the serialized story for Phase 3, Wave 1 of the High Republic ends. I will say, this story has taken a lot of really interesting twists and turns, and as we've talked about previously, like, they are doing this differently this time around from the way they did it with Phase 1 and Phase 2, where they had, you know, either one issue or two issue short stories where those were complete stories, and then that was it. And so you got, you know, a handful of those in Phase 1 and a handful of those in Phase 2. This time it is all one story, and it's just, you know, here's the next piece, here's the next piece. But each of them have been very tonally different. Like, this one definitely has a very horror genre vibe to it with the, you know, the pathogen that is decaying these bodies. And yeah, the cover art by Jake Lunt Davies is also pretty creepy too. And also shows the droid in the hazmat suit, so that's pretty funny. Anyway, that's the stuff that I think is worth knowing about from Pathogen, which is the next installment in this High Republic serialized story in Star Wars Insider Magazine from Phase 3 of the High Republic. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please consider leaving a rating or review if you haven't done it. Please hit a like or a follow or a subscribe or a join button wherever you find one for the show. Tell your friends, tell all the Star Wars fans that you know that this show exists for them, please. And if you want to help support a creator doing this all by himself and has been for 10 years almost, you can do that over at patreon.com/sw7x7. Every little vote of confidence helps. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.